Yesterday's visit of both major party vice presidential nominees to the Milwaukee area was just the start of a flurry of candidate drop-bys in Wisconsin this week. Chuck Kornbach will take a look at who the visitors are seeking out.
Democratic vice presidential contender Tim Walz went to a coffee shop in Waukesha and stood next to the city's mayor, Sean Riley. Riley recently revealed he stopped voting for Republican presidential nominees in 2016 and has endorsed this year's Democratic ticket of Walz and presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Walz, who is Minnesota's governor, continued Democrats' efforts this fall to win Republican voters who dislike GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. Walz even noted accomplishments of a couple of past Republican presidents who were very unpopular with Democrats.
It was Richard Nixon that said, we can grow this country and produce and at the same time pass the Clean Air and the Clean Water Act. People forget this. Ronald Reagan stood in the breach as communism was spreading, said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. This is not who Donald Trump is. That is not that Republican Party.
Last evening in Racine, GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance told a rally that it's Harris who needs to be defeated on November 5th.
So in 8 short days, I'd like you to help me and join me in saying you're fired to Kamala Harris. Go back to San Francisco where you belong.
Next up for Wisconsin are visits tomorrow evening by Trump to Green Bay, where former Packers quarterback Brett Favre will join Trump on stage, while Harris will speak in Madison after the crowd hears from several big-name music groups, including Gracie Abrams and Mumford & Sons. Trump will continue the ongoing battle this fall to win Packers fans who vote, while Carroll University political scientist Lily Gorin says it looks like Harris's stop at Madison is designed to get college students to the polls, either for early voting, which ends later this week, or to vote on Election Day. Gorin says often those younger folks need coaxing.
They're usually first-time voters. And so it's really this question of trying to move somebody who's never voted before to vote for the first time. And I talk about this a lot with my colleagues at Carroll in terms of, you know, sort of talking to our students about going to the polls. Because if you've never done it before, it's actually a kind of an intimidating process. You have to register. You have to get a ballot. You have to sort of make up your mind, who do I want to vote for? You know, it's not as easy as clicking on something on Amazon, shall we say.
On Friday night, Trump will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. While part of the goal there may be to attract students, Gorin says the Republican may also be targeting infrequent voters.
If you're, you know, a middle-aged voter who hasn't voted very frequently, that same sort of possible level of intimidation or concern with the process is something that may hold you back.
Yesterday, the Harris-Walz campaign announced they'll try to get ahead of Trump by bringing in former President Bill Clinton to Milwaukee on Thursday. While the campaigns probably would like to focus on turnout at this point, yesterday was a reminder that the visiting candidates may also have to address new concerns, such as when Vance in Racine responded to the controversy over Sunday night's Trump campaign rally in New York, where a comedian insulted Black and Latino Americans and the people of Puerto Rico.
I didn't hear it when it happened. A comedian told a joke, and I don't think that's news worth making. I think what is news is that Americans can't afford their groceries because Kamala Harris has been a terrible vice president.
In Waukesha, Tim Walz briefly referred to the New York rally.
Their closing argument was clear to the rest of the world. It's about hate, it's about division, it's about dividing us.
Don't be surprised if Wisconsin gets more candidate visits before or on Election Day. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.